All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and always, always happy to have you along for the ride. Wherever you may be doing what you're doing, inside or outside, we are happy to be a part of your day. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio at Gal Media while Captain
thing.
Construction is over here trying to make sure that everything is top-notch and working, I guess.
No, it's this stupid little headphone box. It's broke.
I really don't want to hear about your technical difficulties today, okay? I really do not want to hear about my computer crashed.
15 seconds.
I was saying, you guys, this has been a pattern for you
15
guys
seconds, and he's already attacking
my
me.
My MacBook Pro crashed. I don't want to hear about your stupid headphone issues, okay?
I
don't want to hear about it.
I don't care. You know what?
I don't care about
you. Know what? I don't care. Apple care.
You know what? Man, I can't wait for Wednesday. Get
what?
To do the show without you.
No, I'm here Wednesday.
Thursday, though.
Suck it, bitch.
Yeah,
I'm
Wednesday's
here.
The last day. Wednesday's the last day.
I'm here.
Wednesday's the last day of the week that I have to deal with your sorry ass.
I'm walking.
Okay. Okay. We'll
I'm
see how this
down the
goes
hallway.
Today.
The red light is on.
It's going to be a show.
The door is open.
You're so sassy. We should have never let him talk on this show. We should have never. He gets so sassy and mean.
Dude, you were so mean to me last week. The animosity is going to carry over.
What? I was mean to you?
Yeah.
I don't think you know how this works. I was not mean to you. You've attacked me.
In every show.
This headphone jack, man, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not my fault it doesn't work.
It's your headphones.
It's not my fault your computer doesn't work. That's what you get.
This pattern is...
It is a he's
it's
mean
on
man.
Steroids.
Yeah,
it's
he's
now
mean.
Happening quicker and quicker in the show.
He's mean. That's why he was voted meanest or angriest, whatever. Same thing.
No, that was just you and Joel painting that picture.
Same thing.
Y'all know if I threw up a Twitter poll,
oh my god,
you'd win.
Here we go.
I completely give you that one.
Sympathy
but not
vote.
Because you got votes from human beings.
Sympathy
but
vote.
Okay.
Without question. So I'm walking down the hallway. The red light is on. You're supposed to obey that. But the door
right.
of the studio is open.
Right.
I can hear Charlie all over the place. And as I walk by, I'm like, what's going on? So I look in here, and AD, our resident fix-it man, is in here kind of in the Ken Hoffman position, only standing, back to the cameras, but like while Charlie's on the air. So I walk in, I go, Charlie, what happened? He's like, yeah, the morning show guys are aggressive. I don't know. Your mic stand was broken, and everything was, AD was trying to fix it. Yeah. While I was like, while you were on the air? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
I love that you started every time you do Charlie. You go, meh.
Because he does.
He
does do that.
No, he doesn't. I always wondered that, too.
That's so mean.
Because if you ask him a question, and I'll be like, yeah, Syracuse has got a shot to win it all. He goes, meh, not really.
But he kind of does a similar one for Matt Thomas as well.
Yeah, and Stephen A. Smith. Like, you've combined all
Stephen
three
a.
of them.
Is
wait
just
a second.
Gibberish. Matt Thomas, I don't know that. I don't think I do.
No, Stephen A. is legit.
Yeah, but
Matt
but,
Thomas is just, what should we do?
But they all start... you start them all the same way.
Maybe it's my trigger. I don't know that I did the. I don't know that I did the
my trigger,
Matt. But maybe it's the trigger to the inappropriate. I don't do the hammer with a.
That's true.
That's
true. You don't do the hammer. My bad.
How's the volume on your computer?
Shut your mouth.
That's good. Yeah, at least we're off to a solid start on a Monday.
How was your weekend?
It was okay till Saturday morning.
What happened Saturday morning?
So we're playing basketball. Good games, great competition, and I'm playing well. I'm having a good time. And this 6'6 guy gets out on the fast break. And so I get back on defense real quick, and I'm going to be like, well, because earlier in the day, I was able to slap the ball out of his hands just to stop a layup. Dude goes with the Euro step with his elbows up high, elbow to the temple, and I mean fast and hard. And I went, oh, my God. And I just kind of stumbled over to the side. Rest of the weekend, could barely like put my teeth together.
Really?
Because there's really no bone there, right, where your temple is. It's just, God, it hurt.
So you took one to the dome.
I did.
Well, that's what you get for finally playing defense.
Thank you.
He never plays
defense. That's your specialty, right?
He never plays defense. He has James Harden defense.
Okie doke.
James Harden is the best low post defender in the NBA.
Ask Matt Bullard.
Right. That's right.
James Harden is second in steals in the NBA.
Joel does have good defense. My bad. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, my don't bad. Put that on him.
Yeah, so other than that, just fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a kind of eventful weekend.
Okay.
The Selena Cups dropped.
Again?
Yeah. Had to go wait in line and get those.
Wait, you got them?
Well, we did it for my niece, Mandy. She's a collector. So Nora was like, you want to go with me? I was like, yeah, I'll go. And about 2 minutes into waiting in the line, Nora goes, this is why I don't bring you. Because I'm literally mean mugging people that are in the line with cups in their hands again in front of us. Because people would go through the line, get their Selena cups, and then get back in line again. I was like, bro, like, just wait. Like, let people that don't have a cup yet get a cup. Why are you so greedy?
So you yelled at somebody. Please tell me you yelled at somebody.
I started to, and then my wife was like, this is why I don't bring you anywhere, because you get so angry. So I was like, all right, let me chill out. So we got the cups.
I saw on the news that this is a big deal. Anything that they release with Selena has become this huge deal with collectors' cups and all kinds of stuff.
It's a big thing because there were bags that were released at one point, I think.
Something like that. Cups. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Stripes has this thing, I guess, where with Selena or her, estate or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, I don't get it. Like, I'm not going to go and do that myself, but I did it just to be hanging out with the wife, too. Because let me just be real. Last year, I wasn't home a lot of weekends. So I got to take advantage of the opportunity now because I'm gone next weekend. So I was like, oh, I'll go hang out with you. Did that. And, remember I told you guys I was going to let my wife wax my armpits?
I don't know that I remember that.
I do remember that.
Yeah. So if you don't know on the show, like, I sweat a lot. And so I started shaving them like real short. And my wife was like, you should just let me wax them. And I was like, oh, that's fine.
Screamed like a bitch, didn't you?
Stupid ass idea on my part.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that?
One of the sensitive areas on your whole body.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
It hurt so bad. First of all, like, she microwaved the wax too long. Oh. And then when she put it on my pits, it was hot and it burned. I was like, oh, my God, it's scalding. And then, like, my sister-in-law was there to assist.
That's a big family affair.
I think she just wanted to video it for her page or whatever, the pain that I was in. But, so they were like, they're like, your hair grows in all different directions. This may take a while. I was like, what? So they do one little section, right? And it hurt like a mother. Like, it hurt so bad. And I was like, okay. Then the second section, my wife starts rip. It took 4 rips to rip it off. Not good. Not good at all. It was not. I don't know how women do it. Women are definitely the stronger sex than men.
Well.
It hurt. Bro, I have a pretty high tolerance for pain.
You cry?
I cried, but emotionally, not pain wise. Okay. Emotionally, right. Like, if I see, like, I cried at the end of the Mr. Rogers thing. The "Won't You Be My Neighbor"? It was sad. I cried at the end of that. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
But no, I didn't cry. But oh my, it hurt. It was very, very painful. I don't recommend it. Now, it's smooth. Like,
are you sweating less?
I mean, I'm sweating a little, but I forgot to. I did all that, and then I didn't even put on my certain dry.
No, but let me say something. Now, if you did irritate any skin, don't put that certain dry on.
I didn't. That's why I also waited. So I'm going to put it back on tonight. But I don't feel like I sweat as much. I mean, you're still going to sweat, obviously. But yeah. I don't feel like I sweat as much. And I don't know if I'll do it again, though. That was some BS. That hurts so bad.
That's not a wise move.
I don't know how women. But, of course, like, I have a lot more hair, I think, than most women do. And theirs is the stubble. Mine, we finally had to shave because my hair was so long again that we had to shave it before we waxed.
How
it was just
did
a
this
whole
process take?
Like an hour. It was a long time.
Wow.
Jeez, I was like, well, there's no way we're doing my taint now. No way.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
Can you imagine Barry with the heels in the air on some table with his relatives going, can you get right there?
I mean, I joke about that, but Nancy, my sister, I was like, could you imagine women that get a Brazilian or they get their b-hole waxed? I was like, no way. No way on earth would I ever get my b-hole waxed. That would just be the most, because sometimes you'll catch a hair every now and then. You're just like, God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I would never do the whole thing. That is just ridiculous.
Unless you're in porn. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, unless you're in porn.
Yeah, porn makes that. If you're a porn girl, yeah,
you
makes
can't
sense.
Look like, yeah.
Because we did a story.
Can't look like Don King down there.
Well, we talked about
actually,
a story, too.
Can.
In
Chewbacca.
In Carlsbad, the Kardashians started talking about bleaching the
oh,
beehole.
Oh, see? That's just
oh, that's,
crazy.
Yeah, that's been around for a while, too. We've
yeah,
talked about that.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, we had talked about that. I'm like, unless you're in porn, again, or you're modeling really skimpy outfits, why?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that was like I'm out on all that. I'm not waxing anything else. I'm just shaving. Like I'll just shave it. I don't even know if I'm gonna do that again because I cut that skin tangle my blood for 2 days. It's a mess. I'm a wreck in there. I don't know what the hell else to do.
Not just in there, bro.
I'm a wreck everywhere.
I understand Nora saying? Doing it, but you're bringing in help with other relatives.
Well, she wanted to partake in the. In the festivities,
I bet she
causing me
you
pain. She did. They, yeah. I think they.
But you said she put it on her page. So is there a video of this?
She. There was video, but my wife made her delete it.
Oh,
because Nora is very like dude. I posted a picture.
Nick would have had that front page.
Oh yeah,
that would have been all. That would have been tweeted from the
Twitter,
ESPN account. Are you kidding?
My wife, like, I tried to take a picture of her because we hung out all weekend and we were getting in my car washed or whatever. And I tried to take a picture of her in the car wash. She covers her face. She hates. Taking pictures and videos.
Oh, so she was in the video.
Yeah, so that's why
so
she
why,
made it.
Why didn't
deleted.
She just video
How the
you?
Hell else is she going to video my armpit and me without my wife in there?
Just,
like, you
just
know
her
she's
arms.
Part of it.
Just tell her to wear a disguise.
You wear a mask.
Yeah. Get one of those hardened beards and wear a hat backwards and some shades and just give it a go.
Get a Trump mask. Just wear that.
This isn't going to hurt at all.
But she doesn't even want her voice on it. She was laughing so hard that she didn't even want that on there. Like,
I can see. I can see
super,
why.
It's so weird because we're complete opposites. Like, y'all know I come on the show. I mean, I'm literally talking about getting my armpits waxed on air. I'm an open book. I'll talk about anything. Just about. Not, you know. But my wife is the complete opposite. She's like, I can't believe.
Oh, Lisa's the same way.
Yeah, my wife would be like, I can't believe you talked about how your nipples are hairy now on air. I'm like, well, that's just a thing. Like, I'm sure I'm not the only one that looks down one day and goes, wow, well, how did my nipples get so hairy? Like, that's just, it's just life, bro. But she's the complete opposite. She doesn't like any of that stuff. So, like, she's probably going to get mad that I told the story.
I've told you guys this. I don't post pictures anymore on, like, Twitter and social media, especially when it has anything to do with Taylor or Lisa, because it'll be a couple hours later and there's a certain look. And I don't know if you get that look when you know what certain looks mean from Nora, but she'll give me that certain look and I'll be like, what? She goes,
yeah,
I don't want you to get mad, but you realize when you did Taylor's first day of school that you took the picture in front of the address of the school and they could figure out. And I'm like, who's they?
Yeah.
So people on social media. I'm like, oh my God, from now on, principal approval. I just don't do it.
Wow, there's some person on the text line whose number is 832-257-6854.
Boom, Nick!
That is really aggressive.
Barry just gave off
my suggestion is, why isn't Barry the funny guy of the week? I think the listeners want to hear his comedy. Personally, I don't think he brings it. He needs to go. Want. Barry sucks. Go away. You suck, Barry. Listen to this guy. Shut up. We don't care
weekend?
About you.
You know who
Barry
this is?
Needs to go. Wow. 832-257-6854. You're very angry. I don't know why, bro. But you know what? There's a knob on your radio. Go ahead and change that, you idiot.
Hey, this is the guy that went back in line with the Selena cups.
It might be.
Who you are.
It might
what
be.
What you do.
But he's blocked now. So
there you have it.
Wow.
And we're after a rousing
Loser.
Start. If you want to reach us like that, but with more positive things, HRP Lister Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. Hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. We'll be right back. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Drinking a German beer.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Monday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio from the palatial and technologically savvy Gal Media Studios here in the Galleria
area. I wish Brad would call back. Brad called at the break, and I have a feeling that this is the same Brad that's been texting the show, because I took that number and threw it into Google, and the name that comes up is Brad Ostertag, or Ostergaard, whatever. Ostergaard. Yeah, Brad Ostergaard is his name. Man, same thing.
The whole break, he's telling me it's Ostertag. I was like, is he just mad that he didn't get the 7-foot height and his brother played for the Jazz?
No, that's his. That's who comes up. I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah, there's a Brad Ostergaard in Houston, too. Imagine that. Appreciate you, Brad. Thanks for your input.
Of my meltdown? Because he.
I mean, I'm not really melting down.
Twice with all 10 digits.
First, last name.
First and last name and all 10 digits. Nah, twice.
I mean, I'm just reading the info.
Twice as worse of than
all,
what I did.
This is all publicly available.
You can just pretty much delete what I did.
This is no, that doesn't go away.
It went away.
You created a whole audio thing.
What's the difference? Either way, it was recited over the air.
Oh, there's Brad. He's back.
Now, here's the thing. I would say Barry's probably right, though, since when the name came on the board the first time to talk about the fact that Barry called him out, it said Brad. So I would say you put two and two together.
I am really concerned. Probably for this accurate. Guy right now.
Somebody's very concerned. Somebody's saying that. Somebody said, "Damn, Barry, you waited in at Stripes in a line. They were available on Sunday after 4. Damn it, they got 4 of them themselves."
Hey,
yeah.
Barry, so were the Concords. How'd that work out for us?
Yeah, exactly.
Not so good.
Triola Oz said, "Those Selena cups are no joke. My wife, who was from Corpus, has both her mom and dad go to the lines when they first come out, especially the Stripes cups and bags."
When y'all were growing up, did they have like different fast food places had those where the collector's glass deals?
Yeah. Like you could get like McDonald's cups and all that stuff, or like Coca-Cola glasses and stuff. Yep.
And then did they do them for the Rockets?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, the big deal was collecting the commemorative Packers, Brewers, Bucks glasses. And then when I moved to Portland and worked for the Blazers, they actually did like cartoon characters of all the Blazers starting five, and then they ended up doing like 6 glasses. And they were like these Selena cups, like, you know, because Portland's a one team town.
Yeah,
they went nuts, and I still got them. I guarantee you, if I put them on like eBay in Portland, people would go nuts.
You should do that, dude. Start cleaning up.
Probably should. You're right.
Yeah,
because the other thing is, when I worked for them, is they had card night.
That was a long time ago too. It was over 20 years.
Yeah, this was the 92 championship.
Yeah, you should do that. Oh yeah,
I think we should probably explore that.
You get
the other thing was they
hit up AR Platinum. He'll help you.
Absolutely.
AR, text the show. I'm going to give him your number.
Because then the other thing was they had card night, card night. So we got the uncut card sheets.
Oh, nice.
And then you were supposed to, you know, bend them.
Yeah.
The interns chopped them up. I got uncut sheets of those cards too. Yeah, those might be all right.
Hey, Barry, did you get Chick-fil-A for Joel after all? So here's the deal on that. We are doing it, but we're not going to do it until Wednesday because one of the Chick-fil-A stores here in town reached out to me and said, "I can't believe Joel's never had Chick-fil-A. I'll bring y'all a bunch of stuff."
Thanks,
I was like, "That's fine. Just don't bring
so
Nick any."
Today I came in hungry, and then you go and screw me and don't
you just
tell
said,
me.
"Oh, that's right." Like you just remembered.
No, I didn't say it.
You go, "Oh, that's right."
No, it's "Oh, that's right" that you guys were supposed to bring it in today.
No, Wednesday, because I had told you before we left that they messaged me.
Something tells me you ate. "Oh, that's right. I'm hungry."
Nope.
Yeah. "Oh, that's right. Hey, by the way, I'm hungry now."
I didn't eat.
Yeah, but no, they're gonna bring it in Wednesday.
Yeah, I kind of waited for a text, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, he was going to screw you over, remember?
Yeah. You know, they said, "I'll bring y'all some." I was like, "Y'all," meaning just me and Joel, right?
No, that ain't happening. I will steal food.
Yeah, I know you will.
I won't steal anything. I'll steal food.
I know you will.
Shut up, L.U. Dillon.
Here's Brad. Brad called back. Brad, what's up, Brad?
What?
Brad, go ahead, Brad. Brad, you're on.
He's listening on the radio.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Brad,
this isn't that hard,
dude. You are on the air right now. Go. Okay, Nick.
Brad, you're awful. I hope this is you that was texting the show hating me, because you just proved that what you say doesn't matter. That was awful. How are you not ready to go? How do you not know how to work a phone? Jesus.
If you want to be a critic of people that do radio mass media, you should probably be savvy enough if you're going to call into a show to be able to know when your cue is to speak.
I know you wanted to hate on me, Brad. I know you were going to talk mess. All right.
Let's try this one more time. Here we go. Brad, can you hear us?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm from Portland. You guys were just talking about Portland, Oregon. Yeah, I'm a Blazer Oregon Duck. Been out here since 2015. I'm a dedicated listener, and I don't know, Barry. Let's hear your comedy. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, so that was you texting, huh, Brad?
Huh?
That was you texting, huh?
Yeah.
You're a weirdo, dude.
Why am I a weirdo?
Because how many times are you going to text another grown-ass man telling him you don't like him? Just hang up the phone and change the channel, bro. Why would you sit there and waste your time doing
Listen to you.
This is my job, Brad. It's my job.
Listen to you.
Listen to me what?
I listen to you guys every day. I listen from 5 o'clock in the morning. I listen to Mike and whoever.
Yeah.
All the way from John to the bench, all the way to Palillo, to everyone, to AJ and Fred. I listen to everyone. And, like, you're the one person that just, like, you get under my skin. And it's like, you think you're a comedian, so let's hear your stuff. Let's hear it.
What are you talking about? Brad, come to a show.
Yeah.
I do plenty of shows in town. I've played clips of my comedy on the air in the past. What are you talking about?
How does it get underneath your skin?
I've never heard your stuff on the air, bro.
Because it's not a comedy show. It's a sports talk radio show. Why would I air my comedy every day? That would make no sense. This isn't the Barry Laminack Comedy Hour. It's the Usual Suspects.
I'm just saying. I've never heard you put your stuff on there. You should do it like
last February. In fact, I've done it twice.
You should do it once every 2 months.
Brad, I already have a producer, you could just Google Barry and Laminack and go look at clips on the internet.
You're obviously
There's
not
plenty
listening
out
enough,
there.
Dude.
Brad, we give away tickets to Barry's shows on the air. So if you're a loyal listener, you'd know it's pretty frequent that we give away tickets to Barry's shows.
Okay, my bad.
In more ways than one. Why
do I get under your skin, Brad? What question. Is it that I do? What is it that I do that gets under your skin, Brad?
The thing that you do. I mean, I hear Nick. I know Nick.
Oh, you know Nick?
Uh-oh. No, I don't know Nick, but I could hear things in his voice that you guys don't. There's tension there. I could hear it.
Oh, is that why you don't like me? Because me and Nick don't get along?
That could possibly be it. I don't know.
Do you have a crush on Nick? Is that why?
No, I don't even know what he looks like.
He's I'm sexy. He's kind of hot. I mean, he really is. He's hot. He's got a little horn, but other than that, he's hot.
I hear you.
Oh.
I hear you.
Well,
I'm sorry just to be I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
All good, Brad. Appreciate you listening. Don't worry about texting, though, because I blocked your number because that was excessive. Yeah, you can cut him now.
I wanted to ask him.
He
like,
started off
what
so
does
angry
he do for a living because I was going to be like, so if we knew what you did for a job and we could just start going, you know what, Brad, you suck as a pizza delivery
what
guy.
What I love is that he called to tell me I got under his skin, but he couldn't tell me why. He couldn't say because your sports takes suck. He couldn't tell me, because I'm not funny.
He did say lawn talk, so at least we have that going for us.
My favorite part is everything he named is a bit that we do that he doesn't even really know. He doesn't obviously get the show.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
That's the best part.
But he listens on a regular basis, but he'd like to hear your comedy sometime.
Just the fact that he would think that Nick and I really genuinely hate each other tells you that he doesn't get what we do.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. See, the reason why I even wanted to take the call is because OU Mike kept calling in.
Oh, really?
With his stupid one-liners towards you. So I really thought this Brad guy was calling in and it was OU Mike trolling.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just going to have a field day, but it turned out.
Yeah, that was
plus,
disappointing.
Plus, internet is really slow in Portland, Oregon, because that was such a delayed-ass conversation.
That was weird.
I just think Brad's delayed, Nick. Oh, that he's could here be now, and I think he's
I was trying
delayed.
To blame it on the internet, but...
You get under my skin. Why? I don't really... I don't...
my bad.
He did. At least he said my bad.
Yeah, that's true. At least he got it off his chest. He probably feels better now. And he got his 5 minutes of run. But, hey, you know what will make you feel better, too? Getting cash back in your pocket. That always helps. So why don't you download this app called GetUpside that I started using. In fact, as you guys know, Clarence is a loyal listener to the show. He downloaded it. He hit me up on Twitter and said, dude, thanks for telling me about this app. I'm already saving money when I eat out for lunch. And you guys can save money, too. We've had one listener say he's got $80 that he's gotten cash back through the app already. Why are you leaving money at the gas pump or at the table when you go eat out? Download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And look, these gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. That's why they're there. They want you to come in and spend that money. So they offer you these cash back deals in the app. It's like free money, but you can only get it through the GetUpside app. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon back. You can get up to 35% cash back at hundreds of restaurants around town, including like Cyclone and Aya's. I think Clarence told me he had hit up like a Wendy's or something and got some pretty decent cash back savings. Up to 35% is a lot. All it takes is 20% a day for 5 days and you get a free meal basically. You should download GetUpside right now. It's called GetUpside. It's completely free. Download it. You can have it installed and ready to go in less than 2 minutes. Make sure you do it before you leave work. That way, when you fill up and you use promo code Barry, you're going to get a bigger discount and a bigger savings when you do the fill up. It's called GetUpside. Promo code Barry is the way to get that extra savings. Download it. Get that cash back and thank me later. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, Joel on a Monday here at Gal Media having a good old time.
Brad's got the text line going nuts.
It's got everybody going nuts. Twitter
the text line.
Mark Villalobos gets credit for one of the best tweets of the day.
People seem to be amused by Brad. Go figure.
Oh, no.
What?
Today is not the day to get a tweet from El Jefe that says, I'm going to regret this, but I'm listening to y'all while driving my mom around for her birthday. Well, one, happy birthday, Mom. Yeah. And two, I'll apologize for all of us. We're very sorry, Mom. We got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, sorry about the whole convo in the first segment about bleaching and shaving.
Oh, geez, that too. God. Maybe Friday.
We don't even know if they were tuned in that soon. Did it say when?
Go back, Mom, and listen to the podcast. No.
Don't do that, Mom. Don't
your
do
son,
that.
Check it out. Your son is very, very well versed in technology. He can play you that podcast pretty quickly.
Yes, he can. He absolutely can.
On the speaker in the car.
Rockets?
Sure.
Let's talk some sports. This is a weird first half hour of the show.
Before we even get to Rockets, I mean, the breaking news of the day is it looks like John Gruden might be getting his bleep straight.
Is he?
Well, he...
I saw somebody say, oh, he basically swapped Amari Cooper for Antonio Brown.
Good deal.
No, but because he didn't plan it that way. He got lucky.
So he Daryl Morey'd it, but he still gets credit for it.
There was no way he could envision Antonio Brown being available when he did the Amari Cooper deal. I'm not buying that.
I've seen a couple of blog posts that, and you know, articles that kind of give the grades to both teams.
Yeah.
And one article, and I forget the website, gave the Raiders a C and the Steelers an F. And I may not necessarily agree with the grades, but I do think, yeah, the Raiders probably got the better part of the deal, but I don't think they did that good.
Well, here's why I say that. It's because it's multifaceted. So, one, the Steelers should have gotten more than a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown, regardless of anything else. And from what the early indications were about a third or a second and a player and some other things. To get a third and a fifth seems like that they jumped the gun and pulled the trigger too soon. Secondly, from a Raiders perspective, you're already knowing that you're either going to overpay Amari Cooper going forward and he's not worth being in the mentions of the top five receivers in football. And you're right. A little luck goes into it too because you didn't know Antonio Brown was going to be out there. But as you look at how do I make a wrong right in John Gruden's mind? Because he made two big screw-ups, obviously, with Khalil Mack and Cooper both getting traded away. You made one right there. And then to follow it up right after that and sign Trent Brown, the number one offensive lineman on the market. And so you get Trent Brown, you get Antonio Brown, and now they're in the discussion supposedly for Le'Veon Bell. And you've got three first-round picks, several seconds and thirds. I mean, they got a chance to turn this thing around pretty quickly.
Yeah, when you look at it, you basically flipped Amari Cooper for a first-round pick and Antonio Brown, but it not by design. I mean, it wasn't planned that way. And I do. There are some points to be made about Cooper being in the last year of his deal, getting $14 million. But he's got no caps, no dead money. You could have cut him if you needed to or whatever. But you got something for him, so that's a plus. Right. So you got to give him credit there. I think that they did good by going out and getting Antonio Brown and then signing him to a new deal and getting him locked up. And, you know, age might be an issue down the stretch, but we'll find out. I still think he's one of the top, you know, two or three best receivers in the league.
He was already locked up. Drew Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown, that's what I don't like.
Okay.
He was already signed through like 2022.
But it wasn't guaranteed money. He went from zero guaranteed money to $30 million guaranteed.
So much more money. So he got rewarded for being an a-hole. That's the part I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, closed mouths don't get fed and squeaky wheel gets the grease and all that. But he basically went from zero guaranteed money to 30 and he's happier for now. Right. We'll see how happy he is if they're losing or Derek Carr is not as good as Ben Roethlisberger at finding him in the end zone. Because, I mean, he did lead the league in touchdowns last year. I think part of this, too, that I find interesting is the trade. There's talks that they're going to trade the Osamili, is his name, the guard, to the Jets.
The guard, yeah.
That's going to be interesting, too, because that's a guy. Last year he had some injury problems. Didn't play as well, but they changed the blocking scheme and it didn't really fit how he blocks. He's more of a power blocker. They went to a zone scheme. But the 2 years prior to that, he was like
all pro. Right?
Yeah, he was an all pro bowler. That's going to be interesting because they flipped him and a fifth round. So the Jets sent a fifth round pick for the guard and they also got a sixth round pick in return. So I don't know. I mean, you figure the Raiders' interior line was really good for a while there, and maybe they're just trying. I don't know if it's
but they're good at
cap move or what. But
it just depends on how deep they are because they drafted a tackle in the first round last year. He's now going to be moved from left tackle to right tackle. So essentially, you've got two. You would think if you waste a first round, or I say waste, but if you use a first round pick to take a tackle, you would assume that he can play. And so he can play right tackle. You've got your left tackle now in Brown. You've got a premier number one receiver. The running game obviously needs to be addressed. But it seems like as long as you have depth to add guards and do some things there.
But you had a really good guard.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he was, like I said, he was a pro bowler or all pro in the previous 2 years before last year when he got hurt. I mean, you could tell.
I'm not taking anything away from him. But again, you know how Gruden is. You got to be one of Gruden's guys. And if you're not, he's going to make you a casualty real quick and have you playing somebody else.
Yeah.
And Nick, the other thing you got to take into consideration with the Steelers is, to what Barry's saying, at least from the standpoint with Cooper, there was no dead cap money because his contract was coming up. But when you look at what they took on, $21 million in dead cap money, and they only got a third and a fifth for one of the best receivers in football. Steelers took it in the shorts all over on this team.
They did. I don't know how they didn't get a better deal.
I don't either, and especially with multiple teams involved.
Props to Mike Mayock for not giving up a first.
Yep.
I probably wouldn't have settled without getting a first round pick for Antonio Brown.
One of the first things.
But if no one's willing, if no other team in the league is willing to do it, then I guess you got to go from there. But I surely that couldn't have been the best deal that they got offered.
And you got to be able to, if you're the Steelers GM. I know you're a man amongst boys because your whole team are kids. But at the same time, when you're negotiating a deal, play one team against the other. Talk, and you don't have to come up and say, hey, I just took a call from a couple other teams. They're willing to go second round pick and a player, blah, 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 and just see what the market is.
Is this an indication that wide receiver and running back are the value of them are going down from a monetary standpoint?
I think wide receiver, no. Because
I think running back just started earlier.
Yeah, we also know their life expectancy is way shorter than a receiver.
It's just crazy to me that the willingness for a Steelers team to deal someone like that, despite the fact that Raiders are going to take on that much money. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy to me. But we have seen wide receivers at cheaper rates do well. So
I mean, it gives them a legitimate threat. Did you see the way the Super Bowl odds changed? They went from 100 to 1 to 80 to 1 just by adding Antonio Brown. Steelers went from 20-1 to 25-1 by losing him.
Yeah, and depending on what they do with the draft and everything else and having to endure that cap hit, I don't see that going up. I don't see their odds getting better.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, you're going to lose Le'Veon Bell. You're going to lose Antonio Brown. We used to talk all the time. I mean, the Steelers were my sexy pick to win the Super Bowl the last 2 years.
I was with you.
Because they had three of the best players in football. I mean, at the three most important positions offensively.
Yep.
And that's all gone now. How are they 25-1?
I have no idea why the odds worse. Are that good, because I don't know how they're going to turn this thing around. Obviously, Connor was a nice find to kind of fill in short term for Bell. But, you know, and obviously Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be their number one. But when you had a one and a two like Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown, you had defenses really, really scared.
Oh, yeah.
Now they can double Juju Smith-Schuster and better say, you better develop some talent or go get somebody.
Better go get some help. And listen, if you're in the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge, this is way out week. And if you need some help, get out to Vortex right now. Get out to Vortex today, this week. They got a special going right now. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. That's this week. Go take advantage of that. Shed a few extra pounds. Get in a great workout. Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They've got boxing classes. They've got spin classes. You get a full body workout in just 45 minutes. It's a great workout. The place is outstanding too. Luxurious locker rooms. They've got USB cables or USB ports in all the lockers so you can charge your phone while you work out. And what I love is, again, 45 minutes, a complete full body workout. You're in, you're out, you're on the way. You can get you a smoothie at the refuel bar on the way out the door and you're good to go. Take advantage of this $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for the week. It's going to be a great introduction into what Vortex does. I just saw there's this traveling fitness person that goes city to city and said Vortex goes to the top of their list as far places to work out in the city of Houston. So don't just take my word for it that I've worked out there. Nick has worked out there. There's people that travel the country looking for places to work out, and they've rated Vortex the top in the city. And take advantage of that offer, $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. You don't need equipment. They've got everything for you, whether it's the spin classes or the boxing classes. 1707 West Gray is where they are located. 281-501-3094 is the number, 281-501-3094. Or check them out online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Still going. Hour number one, 3 hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. And you, Brad, as we continue to roll on. Lots of feedback on the Bradster. Brad
has stirred up a hornet's nest on the text line. It went crazy after the call.
Next and time you're Twitters. Contemplating calling in again, Brad, or texting, find a hobby.
Yeah, Twitters went crazy, too. That was interesting. A lot of people said he sounded like he was about to cry. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's
right. I don't think that's right.
I was a little worried when he said he knew me. I was like, oh.
I was too. I looked up like, huh?
Hold on. I don't know Brad in Portland.
He's from Portland. I think he's here.
Yeah, I think he's here now.
But either way.
That was interesting.
That was, yeah. And the fact that we were talking about. Yeah, I don't. But a lot of people thought that he might have some issues that we're not aware of.
Oh, really?
Put it that way, yeah.
Like mentally?
Just like, yeah. No. There was a lot of comments made on that front.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Love you, Brad. Rockets, I don't know. I don't know if I want to talk about the Rockets or, and you might know where I'm going with this. If I want to talk about the fact that the Golden State Warriors just lost at home to the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That makes you look real good right now, don't
it? And the Suns were on a back-to-back. With 21 hours between games because of daylight savings time on the road.
Phoenix has been beating a whole bunch of good teams.
5 of 7. They've won 5 of 7. And the Warriors are going the opposite direction.
I want to talk about the fact that Steve Kerr's not savvy enough to realize that the cameras are on you before you go to a timeout. And when everybody in America can be a lip reader, and we just got done talking about Antonio Brown, and you can read his lips on the sideline and all those clips they show about, if you want to win, give me the ball. Well, if you didn't see what Steve Kerr said last night, Draymond Green did, because he basically said, I'm really effing tired of Draymond's bleep.
Oh, really? Is that what he said?
Oh, and it is clear
on
as
the
day.
Cameras.
So much
on the bench, or like
so they're
in
getting
the
ready to go to timeout. And Draymond, it was during a free throw or whatever, and Draymond kind of left the lane early and he started walking down. And you know how the players go to the huddle? They go into the huddle, and I retweeted if you want to see it. They go into the huddle and they catch Kerr talking to Mike Brown, the assistant coaches. And clear as day, you can read his lips going,
it does.
I'm really
I'm looking at
effing
it.
Tired of Draymond.
I'm
and the
so,
funny thing is
yeah.
they cut it off before he dropped the S-bomb to finish it. But they had people that knew Mike Brown verifying it. They had every – and like,
really?
How awkward is it going to be today at practice when
this
Steve Kerr and Draymond walk in the locker room?
This is great. This is – boy, this is – they're going to get bounced, fellas. They're going to get bounced.
I thought about that you keep saying that.
They're going to get bounced.
If the Warriors get bounced, we're not going to get Barry shut up. There's no way.
Yeah.
I called you, what did I say, insane? You're an idiot, a dumbass?
Pretty much.
I really
about
hope
the
you're
take
wrong.
Or just in general?
About the take. Oh, yeah, that's right, both.
Transition from segment one to like segment
change anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's just your general take about me anyway. So, but I was waiting for one of you guys to be like, yeah, but Durant went out. Yeah, when Durant went out, it was 91-91.
Oh, I watched it.
This was like, first of all, I will say that the Warriors shot the ball horribly. One of their worst performances from three-point range in years. It was awful.
And
but at the same time,
open looks.
If you've got five all-stars starting a game, even and the Rockets, this will happen where they'll shoot the ball poorly. Last night was a perfect example, but they still got the win. They buckled down on defense. They still got a win against a bad Mavericks team. That didn't happen here. You had a good Warriors team with five all-stars that plays really good defense, and Booker, who's a good player, versus the Rockets and their situation with Doncic, who's a great player, and they still pulled out the victory.
I'm not going anywhere near as far as you did by saying that they're not going to be there, because this could either go one of two ways. They could use this as motivation, because I told you the regular season to them just doesn't matter. But the thing is, when you're watching that game last night, and you're right, because the Splash Brothers had wide open looks that they should have knocked down at least some of them. But to emphasize your point, in the last 86 games in which a team coming into the game was a 17-point favorite or more, 85-1.
Wow. And that's the one?
That's the one.
Jeez. They were 18-0 against the Suns going into that game.
They were up 20-some.
Yeah, they had won the last 18.
Yeah, and they were up 20-some in the game. I'm watching this going, you know what? Golden State really thinks that they can screw around and just watch this lead get away and then flip it. Because, again, with like if you watched it, with about 3 minutes to play, they're down like 13. And then all of a sudden they're down 8. And they're down 6. Then they actually had a chance to cut it to even fewer. And they missed a couple free throws. They missed a couple of easy shots. But you look, and I'm thinking, they don't care. They still think they're going to find a way to win this game. And then Curry had a wide open three to tie it. And when he missed, I was like, oh, you can't play with fire too long. You're going to get burned.
Yeah. I mean, Phoenix did a good job of not turning the ball over. They did. I mean, they didn't lose the turnover battle by one, but essentially it was even. Rebounding was even. They shot the lights out from three-point range at 40%. They beat a good team.
And here's the thing.
And they
before
did it
we
again.
Just say that you're
what's impressive
to
me is on the road, back-to-back games, the Warriors were off. The last time they played was on the 8th, so they had an off day in between this game and the previous game. They were at home. There's no reason they should have lost this game.
Yeah. I think before
other
you,
than it's a team in turmoil right now.
Poop on the Suns, too. Nick, you brought this up, I think, a week or so ago. But the Suns have beaten the Celtics, the Bucks twice, and now the Warriors. That's a young team that's starting to put it together finally, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of motivation for them because obviously they've been sucking all year and people have been absolutely just crap. I mean, not just media, like players. Like, man, we just lost to a bad team. You know how many times Phoenix Suns players have heard all throughout the regular season? Man, we just lost to a bad team.
That's a good point.
Basically every time they've won because everybody feels like they're a bad team. So it's going to be interesting. And you know what? To your point about them not getting bounced, Barry, the reality is in this era – these type of dynasties don't last as long. They usually break up sooner rather than later. I don't think you're going to see an 11 team. Like,
it's not going to be the 80s.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if this is the time. They're going to break up. It's a matter of time.
Think about this.
Joel's dying to get Klay Thompson on the Milwaukee Bucks. I know.
Think about this. You've got a Kevin Durant who's probably checked out on this team already because there's the rumors of that. You've got Draymond and his issues, and now Kerr's chiming in about his issues. You've got Boogie, who's been a problem. And then last night after in the post game, I heard the weirdest thing ever. You, Klay?
Yeah.
Klay Thompson comes out. I should get you the audio from this. We should play in next segment. I'll grab it. But Klay Thompson basically comes out and says, yeah, you know, we just had an off night. But, man, we really need our fans to be energized. Like, they're just lethargic and dead.
Did he really
just
say that? Oh, yeah,
they just need to get – we need more energy. Like, you know, it's hard for us to get up for these games right now because it's not the playoffs. We really need our fans to get in on it. Newsflash, Klay Thompson, the fans aren't the ones that make millions of dollars to go out there and win games. You are. You should be getting up for the games, and the fans can do whatever the hell they want because they pay. You get paid, idiot. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And you know what, you know what his extra motivation was?
Ridiculous.
I mean, people should realize this is the last go-around for the Oracle. People should be here and be loud.
Who cares
about the arena, bro? It's a pit.
Awful.
It's an armpit of an arena.
Awful.
Yeah, it's Barry's armpit. Yeah.
Shut your... Yeah.
And it's sweating profusely. It's not leaking on the fans.
I tell you what, they're leaking right now. They are leaking big time.
Get some Axe body spray. All right, hey, the commercial's on right now. Hour gone. 2 hours still to go. Big show. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two right around the corner. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.